In the Sugi of Chanukah, in the second period of Shabbat, the Chafan of Vez, this the Gemara, the famous Gemara says, "My Chanukah, what's Chanukah?" And the Gemara brings the whole Braisa, Chotchei Bekislev, he made a Chanukah, and the Gemara, the Braisa says, the whole Maisa of the Nes of the Pach Shemen, they found Pach Shemen, and there was only enough Imboi, there's only enough shemen, enough oil to burn for one night. Because if the nest of the Muhammad that they chased out the Ivanim and the Ivanim were Matami, all the shemen, they could not do the halakha for the menorah, which is a mitzvah every day. One of the ways to make the mikdash was every night to light the menorah, they have had baika, and they had no shemen. They only had enough for one night, and it would take more than a week to make new shemen tar. They had to be metai themselves with paraduma, which takes 7 days. And there's a nest that the shemen lasted for 8 days. Enough shemen for one day, and it lasted, and it burnt for 8 days. And cover that nest, Chazal will masakin Yom Tov Derabanan, Bahal Vaido, and the mitzvah of Halakas Nechanagat. The Bavusta Beisayas Iskasha, and Erechaim Simin Tafeshayin, the Beisayas Iskasha, that if the pach was enough to life for one day, it turns out the whole nest was 7 days. The first day was not a nest, the first day was Zechateva, it was the next 7 days was a nest, so the nest of Chanukah should only be 7 days. Why do we have 8 days Chanukah? So the Bavos, the Beisayasav has three Tirutzim, and it's Yidua that it's well known that many other Tirutzim to this Kasha. There's an old Sefer, Yisunan as Bachrim, that has a collection of many Tirutzim, 100 Tirutzim to this Kasha. I think there's a lot more since then also. Some are Derech Jirsh, some are Derech Halacha, Pilpulin, and Lomdus, many Tirutzim to the Kasha. I just want to say over the Pichodesh has one Tirutz, it's also over the Nerechayim Sim Tafeshayin. The Pichodesh wants to say that the first night of Hanukkah is the covered the nest of the Netzachon of the Muhammad itself. That's why it's 8 days. Taka the nest of Hashem is only 7 days. That's 7 days of the nest. And the first night, the 8th day, will cover the nest of the Muhammad. Kibarim b'yachaloshim. That itself was a nest. And the Pichodesh wants to bring a rayish, taka rayish to this. The Pichodesh says, if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam says in Hilchot Hanukkah, he writes the whole Maisa of the Chashmonaim and the Yavanim. The Rambam says that the Nitzachon of the Muhammad, the day that the Yidden won the war, they chased out the Yavanim, they took back control of the Beis Hamikdash, was on Chaf Hei itself, was on the day of Chaf Hei. So it turns out that they didn't light the menorah with that Pach Shemen until the night of Chavav. The night of Chaf Hei, Mistabra, Beis Hamikdash, they did not light the menorah at all. That was still during the war. The Yavanim were in control. There was a Muhammad going on, and some they didn't do light at all. They first used the Pach Shemen, and the whole nest started the night of Chavav. So, why does Chanukah start Chaf Hei? Why is Bechal, even the Halal and the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah, why is it starting Chaf Hei? The Chavav should start when the nest of the Shemen started, which was first Chavav. But if you say that the first day was the cover of the Muhammad, it's very good, because the Nitzachon of the Muhammad attack wasn't Chaf Hei. It was on Chaf Hei, the daytime, and we know whenever we have a Zecha for something that happened today, it starts from the night before. The night before is that day, so it's very good why Chanukah is Chaf Hei. That's because it's Raya. He holds the Shtaker Raya that this is the real Teretz of the Kasha. The first day is the cover of the Nitzachon of Muhammad. And the Raya is, that's why it starts Chaf Hei, otherwise the whole Nes of Hashem should be Chavav. Why do we say? Well, I guess we say Shachino on the Yom Tov. It's all one Yom Tov. The Yom Tov day was second Yom Tov for both reasons. The Nes of the Muhammad.
Why do you like the first day?
It's all part of the Yom Tov that we're like menorah every day. But the reason for that day, according to Bichadosh, is because of the Nes of Muhammad. And the dry is because if you go by Nes of the Shemin, if you look in the Rambam, the Nes of the Shemin did not start till the Chavav. Chanukah should be Chavav Kislev. We always do the Nes of the War. Like Purim, we do in Purim. We always do when the day they win, the day of the end. That was the Ekenes. The emphasis on this Pichadosh is really Miri. Miri was before the Pichadosh, right before someone was Yishenim. The Miri in Shabbos, the Chafalov, he also Bavon's Beis Yisrael Kasha. The same as Kasha's Beis Yisrael was really the Chari Miri before the Beis Yisrael. The Shosh also, that's true, also is the Kasha. But Miri's Lashon is, he writes, he's Bavoni the Kasha. He doesn't ask it, but he says, V'layin HaRishon, like he's Bavoni, what was the reason for the first night? He writes, V'layin HaRishon, Shungo Hoyosham Nes HaShemen. He's asking his Kasha, it wasn't Nes HaShemen, because that didn't start to Chavov. Al-Hog'ula, Val-Hoydos Matzias HaPach. His first Tertz is in two words. He writes, Al-Gula. Gula means the Nes, like the Pichosh is saying, the Nes of the Muhammad. And he also adds one more reason. Al-Hidos Matis Pach, finding the Pach. Just the fact that they found this one Pach Shema that was Tor one Pach Shema that was Tor, that itself was a mess. There's a Gans Mice with it, a child found it, a kid found it, but that itself was a mess. And that happened on Chapeh.
That's a good reason why
you like that. Right. But the Bini does say both reasons. He says he doesn't make 9 days out of it, one for the Gula and one for the Matisse Pach, and seven for the Sherman. He doesn't make 9 days. He gets the Gula and Matisse Pach, he puts it all into one day. But that's the Muse Territ. It's another Territ, which is to me it's a new Territ I saw in the McGurry Kurdish from Pesach Frank. He wants to say new territory. I'll see. There's a Gemara in Ashan, but what's the Gemara that Chavdal and Malach? It's a Gemara in Menachos. It's also a Chesem Abayz. The Gemara Dashans from the Pasuk, like Sassun Iti, that the real love, like Sassun Iti, the love of the Reis is to make Tablis HaMikdash for Caleb. So I'm in the Territ to make a Chotze and a Zara, and to make the clay Mikdash, to make a Mizbeach, to make a Shulchan, and to make a Menorah. And the Gemara says the Issa to make a Menorah is as every the Menorah in the base of Mikdash, which was seven Kanim, Shiva Kanim. But the Gemara says the Farish, if you want to make 8 Kanim or 6 Kanim, if you want to make a menorah that holds 8 candles, 8 lights, that's mutter. But it's also to make a menorah that holds 7 candles. And people are taking this, even if it's not mamish, the labacher is mamish with the whole tzura of the menorah, with the kaftar, with the prachim, mamish the whole tzura of the menorah. But that the precious track wants to say, it could be that's where Chazal and Masach in 8 days. Laharim Bichshol. If Chanukah would be 7 days, everybody would be making menorahs that hold 7 konim. They would have to make a menorah that holds maybe 8, and then tell us only to use tonight 7, but that's not what's going to happen. If Chanukah would be 7 days, Chanukah was just saying that they were worried that people would be over this lab, they'd make a menorah 7. So that's where Chazal eared it on a day, and they made 8 days. That's hysterics. But that's what's going to happen. You see, how can we have a nurse? You see, you have a nurse. It isn't need to have a nurse also. And the Megari Kodesh, another shekel, Simi Yudal, if it's Gimel, he says to Santa Shaila, he says, what would be if a boy that becomes a mitzvah on Chanukah? What time does he light? We know that the Takana was, Vegashtel, that we light every night early. We're really lighting for Chafei, but we light by Shkia, by Benish Moshes, by Shkia, Ashtich, Regalman, Ashok. That was the Takana, to light a little bit early. When you light for Chavav, you also light early before Chavav, or at least when it's Benish Moshes, the Safik of Chavav. But if a Mitzvah Bacha, let's say he's a Mitzvah the third night, Chanukah. If he's going to light now, before Tzitzka Chavim, it's a Safik if he's a Mitzvah. And then it comes, Tzitzka Chavim, then he's Vadi Bar Mitzvah. Was he Yitzvah Halakas Ne'er Chanukah? He has a whole problem. He's not sure if he was Yitzvah, because he lived when the time he was a Safik and Safik Golden. Maybe he has to light again. So what should he do? What should Mitzvah Bacha do? This Shayat Nechir comes up every single year. There must be boys having become Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Chanukah. But the first Pesach Frank, he lights Tzerachin. So he lights Tzerachin, what should he do? Should he light the way the Tekana is, light Bein HaShmashas, make a Bracha then? And then when it comes at night, even though maybe he only lived as a cotton and he wasn't Yotzi yet as a Gadol, he says Yotzi, so we tell him, you know what, you should do, you should not light until the night. That's a Tzerachin. It's grand has a Velfietzach. He says one thing would be Poshit. If his Bar Mitzvah would be on Shabbos, he becomes a Bar Mitzvah for Friday night Shabbos, for sure he doesn't wait till the night. Because he can't light on Shabbos. Obviously, he's going to light every Shabbos, like everybody else. And on the tzad, that he became a mitzvah on Shabbos, and maybe he was only cutting down hitaka as an ayinus. He can't do the mitzvah. But he vows to light before Shabbos. And he said, and he reminds people, in Kirkkirkish reminds people one thing, make sure this boy is not moitzi anyone. Because don't treat him like a cotton, like a suffer cotton at least. He cannot be moitzi anyone with that halakha. And right in the Sugi of Chanukah.
Wouldn't it be better for him to light later?
On during the week?
Yeah, in such a shadow.
During the week, he flies to Achian. I mean, that's the question. Should he light later when he's a Bali Gadol? Mm-hmm. Or should he do like the Yikat Takana? I would think maybe that's what he should do. Maybe should I? We're going to sing later. There's a lot about lighting later, but he flies to Achian. Yes, the Iskran has a Golf Yitzchak. I don't know anyone else speak about this. I just saw it in the Great Kurdish. His Adam has a lot of a goyis on it. He doesn't mean that anyone speaks about it. Very interesting. This should be a very common shayla. This shayla should be yes every year. Okay, we'll go right in the sugi of Chanukah in Bar Malikin, Daf Chafalach, the end of Yom, and Amar Aleph. You have a famous machlokes Amroyim. If by Ner Chanukah, that you, if you lit nechanuk and it went out, the fire went out before the zman, you're supposed to light it enough that she'll last, like, I think they say today she has a half hour from a little bit after shkia until shtech regal and a shuk, it's a liquid, they've been out the psak from a baron that this time of year it's always, I think, a little bit before 5 o'clock. That the Yom Shalai a little bit before 5 o'clock and it should go for half an hour, 30 minutes, until 5:30. But in case you lit and it went out, as Mechokin's Gemara, if Kafsa is up a claw. When out, you have to relight it. One man the Mahol's Kafsa ends up a claw. The mitzvah was to light it. Hashem Tzuch, you have to light it in a way that's roi to burn the whole Shia. But once you did it, then you're here to the mitzvah. And the other mandam holds some kafsa zakkul. No, that if the fire goes out, you have to relight. You have to make sure it burns the whole shiur. This besumin nisa the whole time.
Only one of the candles.
That's the thing. Only one. There's no din kafsa zakkul on the hidden mitzvah. Oh,
yeah.
Why not? Why shouldn't it be kafsa zakkul on the hidden mitzvah? You don't need it, but you want to be mekayim hidden mitzvah. Why not? Why would it be? I don't know. Maybe he's saying someone says that. Oh, it's interesting. It means the zikr one is the main one. One candle is the main one. The rest is the mitzvah. And the Gemara explains also. There's also machlokes about loka it's a mitzvah and nacha it's a mitzvah. And the Rashi and Gemara, the Gemara is telling zebze. If you hold haloka it's a mitzvah, the ma'isa loka is the mitzvah. So that's why kofsa ends up the clock. You did the ma'isa loka, you yaitza. Even if the fire went out, you yaitza. And Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim is a tafish and gimel to base. And the Chachamik and the Mechaber Paskins. Haloka is the mitzvah. The main mitzvah is haloka. And lefikach im kafsa kolim shavas man ein zakula. Therefore, in case it goes out, you don't have to relight it. But then the mechaber is moisef one big chiddush. Mechaber says afilu kafsa be'ev shabbos. Even the haloka snares we do on Friday, ev shabbos. Kolim kavon shabbos shedayin hu b'mayim, and it's before kavon shabbos, and it's still daytime. You could fix it. You could still do the mechaber pasan still ein zakula. You don't have to relight it. Here in Erev Shabbos, and the chiddush is because every day when it's kafsa, when it goes out, at least you lit it a little bit after shkia. It may not be tesa kachavim, but at least it's been a shmashus. It's a little bit more shayach to that night. If you're lighting for chavav or chavzayim or chafes, at least it's after shkia, so it's been a shmashus of that night. But Erev Shabbos, when we light, it's not even the day. It's daytime. It's the day before. It's not that night of Hanukkah. So you might think that then everybody's moed the kafsa zakula. So mechaber, no. Haloka is the mitzvah, and obviously Erev Shabbos Chazal Masakin to light it. Erev Shabbos Boyim, that was the takana. People ask the kasha, it feels a little funny. How do we light it on Friday? Let's say we're lighting even for the first night Chanukah. It's not Chanukah yet, or even the second night, third night. It's not the second night or third night. How do we light Erev Shabbos? Teretz is that was the takana vegeshtel Chazal Masakin. That this is how you light for that night of Chanukah. You light Erev Shabbos. And Minos like the mechaber, the same thing. Kafsa ein zakula, it's the same halacha. You don't have to relight it. But on that chiddush, the Taz, the Sifka on the test, brings down the Mashal's chelik. The Mashal says, we talk about...
You're only bothered with Shabbos. You're not bothered with the regular day. Even though you're doing
chutzay. Well, this, I'm saying the Mavizim Mechaba is saying an extra chiddush. It's an extra chiddush.
I mean, when you get a Chanukah, they would be after Shkia like it's better than that.
Right.
But then I understand why you have a problem with the Kofa. Mashal.
Well, the Shia, the reason of Kafsa Zakkul would be because it's supposed to be a whole Shia, a bunch of Tech Regim and a Shuk. The Pesumi Nisa should last the full half hour, whatever this man is.
Yeah, but Chazal said to do it before
Tzeh. Right.
Because
the Negev Chanukah,
we don't want it to ready that night.
Right, but the Shia.
But
the Negev Chanukah,
you don't want it
to
bar mitzvah.
I know,
I'm talking
about
you.
Oh,
you
go back to
Bar
Mitzvah,
your previous question.
Okay, well, the mice.
So then why is
going to
be a Shabbos?
Oh, say, I'm not done,
but
no.
That's already first
time.
We go back to the So then if you're looking at it like...
No, yo, wait, it doesn't become a gobble. It doesn't become a gobble then. No, it doesn't become a gobble. It could be a cotton, it could be a Chanukah, but...
No, it could be a cotton.
Okay, well, let's get back to this chiddush. The Mechaber Paskins that kafsa ain't zakkula. If it goes out, you don't have to light again because the halakha is mitzvah. And the Mechaber says even Erev Shabbos, when you lit Erev Shabbos and it didn't burn at all that night of Chanukah, It's also covered in Zakula. That was the Takana Halakha Samitsa on Erev Shabbos. But the Taz, the second test, brings down the Mashal Tchel. Mashal says that really every night we take a pasuk and kofta in Zakakla, as long as it has to be something if the Shkia. Every Shabbos would be kofta Zakakla. The Mashal Tchel. The Mashal says on Friday, if you light it and the fire goes out, you have to light it again. Kofta Zakakla. Because it has to be Epis, has to be burning on that night of for that night of Shabbos. You have to light it again, so I'm going to keep on going if the Shkia. Prima Godim in Mishpat Hazav on that halacha, he's going like the Taz, the Shem Mashal, that by Erev Shabbos is different. Erev Shabbos kofta zakol, you have to light again. So the Prima Godim says, what happens if you makal Shabbos? Let's say you lit it Erev Shabbos. Let's say Shkia is 4:15, or I think this week Shkia being, let's say 4:25, whatever it is. Don't count me on that. You know, look up yourself. I'll say 4:20, even earlier. The Shkia is 4:20, and somebody lit at and he's done lighting 4:15. And then Kofsa, and then he's Makabel Shabbos. Let's say he's Makabel Shabbos. Once he's Makabel Tesis Shabbos, he's Makabel Shabbos, and then it goes out. So what should he do? So Zok the Prima Godim, he can't light. He was already Makabel Shabbos. He cannot do Malacha. But what he could do is he could ask somebody else to go light it for him. That's the Prima Godim. In Tafei Shein Gimel. Then Makari Kodesh, in Simen Yubeis, he brings down, there's another Prima Godim, Simen Tafei Shein Tes. Six Simanim later, Tafei Shein Tes of Katan Aleph, that's in the Eishel Avram, where L'Cher he slays himself. Over there, the Prima Godim says the same case. If somebody lit Erev Shabbos, and he was Makabel Shabbos, it was still daytime, it was Makabel Shabbos, and it went out, the Prima Godim says he can't ask someone to go light for him, because to ask someone to light for him, 10 Prima Godim need Shlichus. And 10 Prima Godim, Shlichus would not work over here, because we have a klal called Milsa, the Yigna Matzi Ovid, Shlichim Matzi Mashvei. Whatever person cannot do himself, he cannot make a shliach. And over here, since he cannot light it himself, because he was Makabel Shabbos, he cannot make a shliach to light it. But then the Prima Godim wants to say, no, maybe he could ask someone else to do it. Because maybe you don't need shlichus over here. Prima Godim's lashon is, maybe this is only as a maisa kuf ba'alma. You just need it to be lit. You're just asking someone to make the matzias like a maisa kuf. If you had a kuf, a monkey to do it, the monkey could light it for you. You don't need shlichus over here. You can have anyone light it for you. That's the Prima Godim. So it's not the Prima Godim. Prima Godim seems to be clearing if you need shlichus over here for the kofta zakakla, according to Mashal. The Mashal shita that you, in case it went out on Friday, you have to light it again, does not need shlichus. So the Makari Kodesh explains it like this. I think the way I understand it, at least a little bit kitzur, but the way I think what he's saying is like this. I think he holds that the emesfer, since we hold halakha is a mitzvah, the mitzvah ner Chanukah is the maisa halakha. It's not the fact that the ner is dolok. It's the maisa halakha. A haraya, a kofsa, in zakakla. Normally, every day, if it goes out, you don't need it. You don't have to go fix it. Because the maisa you did, you did maisa halakha. So every day, you zichu and need shlichas. But over here, we're going to this mashal that says that every Shabbos that goes out, kofsa, zakakla, you have to go relight it. In Chari, he's saying there's shnei dinim, there's two dinim. First of all, you have a din of halakha isa mitzvah. And second, you have a special din that it has to burn something after shkia. Normally, every day when we light after shkia, that's automatically. We light after shkia, so with the ma'isa mitzvah, you automatically have it burning a little bit afterwards, and then kofsa goes out to yaitza. But over here on Erev Shabbos, there's two dinim. There's one din you have to halakha isa mitzvah. When you're malik at Erev Shabbos, that's the ma'isa mitzvah. And there's a second din that has to burn after Shabbos. So I think he's saying is, on the halakha isa mitzvah, you talk with nichlichas. But that you did yourself. And you were yitzel lachos mitzvah, because b'shas you lit it, it was really roi to burn the whole zman. The problem is, then it went out before Shabbos, and you have the second halacha that we needed to burn something a little bit after shkia, something that shayach to the day, a little bit after shkia. For that second din, that you don't need shlichus. That's the maisik of ba'alma.
But that second. The same thing. There's the lining, and then
Yeah, but every day you never have to ask anyone to do it for you. You never have to sell shayla. So every day you're lighting, you have to shkia. And the whole halacha is only kofsa zakakla is only something. The whole problem Mashal had, the Machabataka held, that Erev Shabbos is the same as every day. It's kofsa and zakakla. The Mashal is chaylik, is only chaylik on Erev Shabbos. He's moited that every day kofsa and zakakla. He's moited. You had his problem was Erev Shabbos. You have a problem. It didn't burn at all. On night of Shabbos B'chal, not even Ben Shmoshes, not even if the Shkia. That's why I need someone to do it. So I think that's what he's explaining, this Prima Godim, that he becomes the chayr clearing. You need shlichus, you don't need shlichus. So he starts off that chayr you need shlichus, and then he ends off you don't need shlichus because there's only ma'aser kof. So he explains the chayr and the halakha is the mitzvah. You takan need shlichus. That was the Pimugam's first svar. But over here, this interesting din. This Er Shabbos halakha, you yates halakha is the mitzvah. Because again, that's the way that the kana is vegeshtel. Even though it's no shlichus to the night of Chanukah, it's the day before. It's midvayn yoyim. It's before Shkia, but that it's kind of vegetable. The Maisa Mitzvah is to do it now, before Shabbos. But Mashal holds, you have to have it burn something if the Shkia is so for that, it's enough of Maisa Kofbama. But on the Etzim Prima Godim's whole problem, if you would need Shlichas, the Prima Godim said you would have a problem of Kombil Sadiyun Lematsiyovit, Shlichay Matsimashvi, the Mikhail Kurish is to stack a cash on that. He says, this whole cloud of Kombil Sadiyun Lematsiyovit, Shlichay Matsimashvi, that whatever you cannot do yourself, you cannot make a Shlich, does not apply over here. Because that klal, that whatever you cannot do yourself, you cannot make a shliach, does not mean what you cannot do with poil. It means something that you cannot shaf a chalois yourself, that you cannot make a shliach. The case of the Gemara is, the mokko of Kumbil Sadiyung Masav is Shliach HaMetzi Mashvei, is a Gemara in a few places. It's a Gemara in Adorim, the Chayim Beis. It's a Gemara in Nozi also. The Gemara in the Dharm's case is that a person cannot make a shliach to be made for Nidri Ishtin or Kishatidon. Let's say a guy's going out of town and he has someone that lives in the house and he wants to make him a shliach. In case you hear my wife make a nether, you should be made for it. The thing is, the Baal has to know about the wife making. He has to hear the wife make a nether, and B'yom Shamoy, that day he could break a nether. The Baal says, Mufalach, 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 the nether is broken, it's bottle. So the Gemara talks about making a shliach b'chal about the first Dharm, but the Gemara does say, even if you could make a shliach, in this case you cannot make a shliach. You can't make a shliach on Kishatida. And when she makes a neder, you're my shliach. Because right now, the husband cannot do it. Right now, himself, the husband cannot be made for neder. There was no neder yet. And the Gemara says, you cannot create a shliach, something you cannot do. Now that Gemara is talking about, the husband cannot make a chaloi safari. Even if he tried, he can't make a chaloi safari because there was no neder yet. That's where you say shliach matzimashri. But over here, in case the person would be madlik near Chanukah, he'd be over, be madlik near Chanukah, if he's makar b'Shabbos, he'd talk to be over in Avera, a bigger Avera, be madlik near Yefti Kabbal b'Shabbos, but be'etzem, he would be yoytz to the mitzvah. And he brings the raya, how do you know be yoytz to the mitzvah? Says, it's a chayr daimah to the Gemara and Shabbos, of course, on the Zion. The Gemara says that, let's say the Zman being over, the 8th day was on Friday, and the person's not on Friday, he waited until Shabbos, it's the 9th day. That's being a shleiv zmana, and it's not doicha Shabbos. But the Gemara says, in case you mal, you have to bring a kamachatis. You don't have to bring a kavan. The Gemara says you put that, and it's a good mila. It's a good mila. His mingla, he wants to say the same thing over here. And even if someone was oiva, there would be a chalais alakas nechanaka, so he could do nechanaka on Shabbos. So that he could make a shliach. That's the Gemara Kodesh's kasha. It's a special kind of kasha. But I don't understand the whole kasha. Because the Venice says, if you know the Gemara in Shabbos, if you learn it, the Gemara says, the reason why the meaning is good, and the reason why you don't have to bring a Kavan Chattis, is because the Gemara says, you're Torah B'dva Mitzvah. We're talking about a Shoygeg, we're not talking about a Mezer, we're talking about someone accidentally made a mistake, and he mauled the wrong child. The Gemara even talks about, he had two meaningless in front of him, he had a meaningless Bizmana, a meaningless Shalei Bizmana, and he mauled the wrong child, he did the meaningless Shalei Bizmana. And that's called Torah B'dva Mitzvah. That's why it's not called Mitzvah B'Aveir also not. The same reason why you put it from a Kamachatas, it's not even called Mitzvah B'Aveir. But by this case over here, the Prima Godim is talking about where he knows that he was Makabel Shabbos. In case he would go light the menorah, it would be amazed. L'cheri would zichud be Mitzvah B'Aveir. L'cheri, if this guy would try to go be Mavlik himself, he would not be ready to the Mitzvah at all. L'cheri would be Mitzvah B'Aveir if he did on Shabbos. So the Prima Godim is right. There wouldn't even be a chaloi
to be still, because it's a time to be dark. It's not because he doesn't have to do this.
But that's not Mitzvah B'Aveir?
The thing is, had it been in the Shoygi, it would be the Mitzvah, so it would shy at you. That's all you need.
So that's enough for that create, that would not be a Kumbhuzi on the service. That's the Frank's question. What?
It's a time to be dark. It's not that he doesn't have, it's not because he's not.
I would think when someone right now I know it's Shabbos, so right now I cannot do it myself. If I cannot do it myself, I cannot make a shliach. And my master right now, with everything I have, everything I know, everything I am, with my master, I can say after Shabbos, if I did it, it would not even be a chalois. And Fishbasakhari was asking that it's taka also, but the chalois would be there. Lachar would not even be a chalois mitzvah. There would be a mitzvah baba there, which is not.
But you would be a shaggy.
Yeah, family, but he's not a shaggy. That's what it means.
He's shaggy the bottom.
So you mean so part that's I was wondering. To me, it was very sure. What's the Makar Kodesh thing? You're trying to explain to me his issue that he holds that this is called as a milsa the motzi ovid. But it's the mishach to make the chalais. So he'd be a shaggy, and it'd be torah with a mitzvah, and it wouldn't be a mitzvah over there. That's what you're going to say, but it seems to me. But I would say the Pima Godim, and he thought the Pima Godim was missing the whole point of Kumbos to the Yungo Matsi of it. He thought the Pima Godim understood to mean something you're not allowed to do, and he was asking, it's not true, it's only something you can have a Gechalais. But I think the Pima Godim did understand that klal. The klal Kumbos to the Yungo Matsi of it means that you can't make a Gechalais, and he held over here, you also cannot make a Gechalais. Because if you try to do it with what you are, what you know, will be mitzvah there. And it's not such a thing when Shabbos. When Shabbos is talking about b'shoyrig, and it's not even a mitzvah there, it's no kamachatas, because it's Torah b'mitzvah. Okay. In the Sugi of Chanukah, the Chafan of Mabeis, the Gemara says, Tanur Bona, Ne Chanukah, mitzvah nanichal pesach beisim v'chutz. The Ikka mitzvah, Ne Chanukah, was to light it outside. And the Bryce itself says, B'shas HaSakana, if you didn't live in a neighborhood where they're afraid from the Goyim, for whatever reason, Menichel Shechoni B'dayay, you can light inside the house, and it's enough. Tosis, and the Gemara over there says, and the Zman HaTosis, he said, it was a Shas HaSakana. In times of Tosis, where Tosis lived, it was a Shas HaSakana, and they used to light inside. But the place can bring down, that from the Baal Itta, the Baal Itta says that in his time already, there was, and where he lived, it was not a Sakana. And he says, the Baal Itta held it was a Sakana in the past, but times changed, it wasn't a Sakana anymore. So the Baal Itta said that even with Mangolos, if there's ever a time no Sakana, you do go back to lighting outside. So that's so the Sakana was that it changes, it goes back and forth. If it's a Sakana, you light inside. If it's not a Sakana, you go light back outside. There are Chashosin and some Tafesh Shayinal and Sif Chavdal and Hishtel Zanet. The mindset today, even in his time, even in Europe and in the Vavik, I guess, he said it wasn't a Sakana to light outside. Nobody's not going to care if we were light outside. So, yes, how come in his time in Litha and Masamanunga and all over, nobody was lighting outside? Why is everybody lighting inside? So, Chashosin wants to say it's that it could be the reason is in our Medina, in Europe where he was, maybe America also, and during Chanukah, it's normally in the winter. There's rain, there's snow. The strong winds. It's kamat not sharech the light outside unless you make a special glass case around it. And time to Chashoshan, kunle hag like tiknu vachachur abonon. Azoy vayt, go make a whole glass case around the chazal when not misakin. Chazal misakin to light outside, we can take a minute outside and light in nice weather. But if you have to go make a whole glass case, you time to Chashoshan, that's a teretz. That we could do, but we don't have to do. Chazal we're not misakin that. To me, the teretz is a little bit shver because it seems to me, I think anywhere in the world, no matter what the weather, practically, you know, even if there's no rain, no snow, and no strong winds, I don't think any menorah was right to stay outside for the whole Zaman without some sort of a covering around a glass case. So if that's true, then even Bizman Chazal, by the original Takana, they were masakin it with a glass case, with a shashash l'tchukhas, a glass case around it. So I'm not sure what his teretz is. To do, everybody knows in their stroll, the minig is that they tuck a light outside. I once heard that Rav Scheinberg, he was mafakpik on that whole minig, and he claimed that he doesn't think that's really the minig Yishalayim. He thinks the minig Yishalayim is the same as the rest of the world, to light inside. He doesn't think there's a special minig Yishalayim to light outside, and they say if Scheinberg himself, in Mata stuff, he's to light inside. It's light by his window, same way he did in America, same way he did in Yishalayim, he held there's no such minig Yishalayim. But the Mekari Kodesh does bring down that there was, in his time, there was a minig of and also make you shlaim to lay outside. And he brings down the Meral Diskin, also you still light outside. Even the Meral Diskin and you shlaim, you still light outside. But he brings... He held this, he says it's a naim. When did it start? I mean, maybe it started besides the Meral Diskin, he's not sure when it started, but he holds this in the minig, and he went back to it, he says the minig of Klai Yisrael, like the Shulchan is asking, he doesn't know why, even places where it's not a Sakon, for some reason we light inside, but he said that's the minig, and he's light inside. But my sons have developed in the Eitzurl, they light outside. They don't light outside. But the Maldiskin had a different problem with lighting outside. Maldiskin and Yishlaim, it was windy, it is windy enough, and they used to light, and the way they do today is they all light with a glass case, and the glass case has a little door on the side. They open the door, and they light, and then they close the door. So the Makar Kodesh brings down that the Maldiskin, it bothered him. He said, the Shas you light, it's really too windy outside, with the door open. And really it's not roi to last the whole zman. It has to be a halakha that's roi to last for 30 minutes. Or whatever the zman is, from shkia to achtecha regel manashuk, maybe it's roi. It's a short amount of time, it's a quick banish mashas. But you do have to light, it has to be a halakha that's roi to last. So fekta maldiskin, this halakha is not really roi to last until you close the door. So closing the door is what keeps the fire going. But when you light it, bashu sham, with the door open.
Had the wind died down, it would be right to last 30 days.
But he's saying most days it would never the way it is. You try to light with the door open. The way they light. Maybe kivunim. Maybe you should make the door and accelerate very busy kivunim. I mean, a deer is worth more money if you have a window that the wind blows in, not on the other side of the building where the wind is not blowing. Maybe put the door. For this thing on the other direction where the wind is not blowing, I don't know. But they say that's what Modiska's problem. And the great Kurdish says Modiska made an eighth of himself was he made a special glass case that was open on the bottom. It was completely closed on five sides, the top and all four sides. Now the bottom was open and he would stick his hand in from the bottom and he would light like that. And from the bottom no wind came in and he wasn't busy with opening a side door of the glass case and lighting and closing it. He held this way is a good halakha. But that's the way he said. He writes it maybe from the top, it would blow out. For some reason, he said he did it from the bottom. He had opened the bottom. But the Makur Kher says it's not the Minhag Yerushalayim. The Minhag Yerushalayim is the Maisa. They all have glass cases with a little door on the side. And they open the door, and they light, and then they close the door. Right, you all look at it. It's just lined in the right place. That's the big one for me, right? Also, the light is the proper place. And what talks about lighting, you know, above, like over 20 amas. I'm bringing it down. Maybe I say I didn't go through the whole thing, but Magreg Kodesh tries to amp the Minhag Yerushalayim that the old light with the open door on the side, even though the wind would blow it out, and until they close the door, and then they close the door, he tries to amp the gasha. But the Meldiskin held it's not good, and he thought he had the schumer. Okay, right. There's a Beis Yosef in Erechayim. This might go back to the Mitzvah Hashayel. There's a Beis Yosef in Erechayim. It's in Tafresh Shayim Beis. The Beis. The Beis Yosef says, "Lochus Achatchin of Hashayel." We know the Zman Halakha is from Shki on Achtech Regem and Ashuk. But the Beis Yosef says, what happens in Mo'av as Man Azeh? Let's say someone comes home late. He comes home, let's say, Man Shetech HaRegim in the Shuk is, let's say, it's 5:30, or maybe today it's later, maybe it's 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock even. But somebody comes home late, he comes home 11:30 at night, what should he do? He didn't light, and he might say, whatever happened, but the evidence is already 11:30 at night, should he light or not? So the Beis Yosef paskens, he should light then, and he says it's a suffix if he should make a brach or not. If a person's not light at the proper time, and he's lighting, that's why he should be, maybe it is a light on time, but if a person's lighting late, the short slate, like 11:30 at night, that's already considered Techo Regem and Ashuk. He says he should light, but because he didn't light yet, but it's a soft, we should make a bracha. That's the Beis Yosef. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Hashem Be'ez, the Machaber Paskins, he should make a bracha. He doesn't mention that it's a suffix, he just says he should make a bracha. So, back to Magen Avraham, the Beis Yosef himself says the Safek should make a bracha. So, how could he go say in Shulchan Aruch Pasuk make a bracha? We have a klal Safek brachas lahakel. Perhaps the Mechab is so makbid on that, you know. But we have a klal Safek brachas lahakel. And Magen Avraham blives by Sirchim in the discussion. The Morg Tzir recommended once the answer to the discussion, but the Beis Chiddush wants to say that really all over we say Safek brachas lahakel. But Nechanuk is different. Nechanuk, since the whole mitzvah is Pesumei Nisa, if you don't make a bracha, it's felt in Pesumei Nisa. It'll look like you're lighting for yourself. It'll look like you're just lighting a lamp, maybe for some light for yourself. You want to show that you're lighting for Pesumei Nisa, that you have to say something, and that kind of was to make a bracha. Making the bracha is what creates Pesumei Nisa. That's why over here you can't say Safek Bracha Sahakal. It'd be more like the Safek Mitzvah, and Safek Mitzvah already is Lachomer.
Then you wouldn't be able to make the Shachiyon on the first day.
When?
Not that
we don't need
Pesumei
Nisa. Yeah. Shachiyon
on the first
day
would be
enough. Maybe, yeah.
Very
good.
To
me...
Inside, what happened?
Oh, today it might be different. We're talking about, I mean, today we like the halakha for the people who may buy it. I guess this whole shayin was maybe an eight. So we're still considerable lighting for outside. Katanas Chazal. Yeah, I guess it's going on that. You're right. To me, this teres of shver to go say that you need the bracha creates the semenisa because the chayyim of the semenisa is the whole zman is burning, and people that walk by 5 minutes after you lit, they don't hear the bracha, they just see the light, and that's the semenisa. The chayyim right from there that the semenisa is even out the bracha. What's the difference between the rest of the zman that you have the semenisa without the bracha? Why do you have to have the semenisa idea bracha dafka b'shas halach itself? So the tzarchin means teres. But the kasha is a shlag of kasha. But if one bites Yochin, how could we say this? It's a soft bish make a bracha on that. And the mechal pasch is nice to make a bracha. So the mice, so we do make a bracha, but I think people are very making on it. And they say from, we're going to mention the whole shag about lighting, during second seder, cutting the light, they go home early, they come back, it says all seder, and the Rosh Yeshiva said, Paschkin, just keep regular second seder and go light later. Maybe today, because it's for the Nebai.
But it's
still, I mean, even today, Shacharim is probably later. It's probably later, right? It's like a chumra that we do, like till 5:30. Okay, I'm fine. Okay, right in the Sugya of Hanukkah and Shabbos Tachas Gimel Meralas, the famous Gemara says that the first day of Hanukkah, Hamadik Mavarach Shalish Brachas, the Mavarach makes three brachas, makes Hagan Shachanukkah, Shasunis, and Abbasin, and Shachianu. Haroya, and someone that has no house, he's not lighting himself, he has no menorah for whatever reason, he makes only two brachas. He doesn't make the bracha of Lahadu Neshachanak, he's not lighting. He only makes, when he sees Neshachanak, he makes the bracha Shasanisim and Neshachianu. Now, Pashup Shan the Gemara is, you need the Chol Pachas Haroya. You have to have that he sees the Neshachanak. He's outside, he sees someone else, then he makes these two brachas of Shasanisim and Neshachianu. But the Miri wants to say b'chiddush. Miri wants to say, even without a roya, he lives in a place where there's no yidden, there's no menorahs. He has no house, he has no menorah himself, and he doesn't even see, even without a roya, he still makes these two brachas. So he gets up at night and he says, Shasan Nisan Aviseinu, and he makes a b'chiddush Shachianu. The Gemara says, haroya. According to Miri, you have to say, it's lav dafka. Or I would think even more, Mestam de Miri is moida, then a chachin, it should be roya. For example, let's say a person knows it's night of Hanukkah, he has no house, he's not lighting himself, and right now he can make the bracha, but he knows in 20 minutes from now he's going to walk to the neighborhood, he'll see a menorah. He takes should wait. The chachinga should at least be a roya, wait till he sees a menorah and then make the two brachas. But the Miri is paskening in case he's not going to see, he knows he's not going to see a menorah, and he doesn't even see it, he still makes these two brachas. And
is there anything that should man a bracha? If
there's no din of Adas Shantechem, maybe. I think the Pshan, the Agav, the Miri is brought down in Mishnebur and Shatzin, the Matzav Hashem Babes Gimel, and the Shatzin by Serachim Ladina. The halacha should be similar from this Miri. If someone, could be to get someone in a hospital, or someone in a hospital, he's not going to light. Hospitals are very mad, they're dangerous because there's oxygen tanks that cause a fire, they don't want to light at all. Maybe you should use electric menorah, which is a filament, which according to Prime Rezo was a fire, maybe Taka you should use.
Yeah, but the fast today, it's not the same as electric, because you need more than a fire. You need what's it called, madura or something. I don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I guess if electric is like a Prime Rezo.
Yeah, would that help
a lot? Of places say, I mean,
it's better than nothing.
They say the electric is
gone. It's like worse. By Hanukkah.
It's worse than Abdullah or
something. Okay, but the Shag is, so something like that, according to Shatzim by Serachim, should he make these two brachas of Shasnisim and Shachianu? Maybe the person has Jesus with his wife lighting in his house. If the person's at home, his wife lights him in the house. But I think Pshat the Miri is that the reason the Miri holds that if you light even without Roya, is he holds the bracha goes in the Etzem Hayoim. The Etzem Hayoim also has a bracha of Shasanis Ma Abaseinu. If it goes on the Nitzachan and the Muhammad, like the Fichodesh, the first night being our life take, we sure say Shasanisim. But the other nights also, you can say it goes in the Etzem Hayoim that there was a Nes of the Shaman in the Mikdash, the Etzem Hayoim has a bracha of Shasanisim. And Shechianu also goes on the Etzem Hayoim. That's a chair of the Mirshita. Yeah, another lacha. There's a big chiddush. Should not be negay anyone, but the Tzidah Derech Chaim from the Sivas, he writes a chiddush that an oinin Rachman Aslan, who's pata from all mitzvahs, person before the kura of the Shiva Kravim, he has a dinva oinin. An oinin is pata from all mitzvahs. But interesting, Tzidah Chaim writes, he should be madag aydei acha. Someone else should be madag in a chanak of him, and that shliach should make the bracha. As Rabbi Shliach Mitzvah, he should make the bracha for him, and the oinin should answer amen. So all the achrayim, yechted and sifas, they all listen to their achayim. First of all, the ayin and the achrayim is part of the whole mitzvah, and he doesn't make any brachas. The halacha is achman son, ayin and he even eats without making a bracha. He doesn't make brachas then, and he doesn't do any mitzvahs. His mitzvah right then is just to focus on taking care of the mess. That's his mitzvah, and he's part of all the mitzvahs. What's pshat over here that he has to make a shliach to be mavet nefim and tzveitens? How can he even say the shliach makes a bracha? Agav, from this Sidur Chaim, you see that the Sidur Chaim holds that in Sifas Hel that when a shliach does a mitzvah to you, he makes a bracha.
The other shliach also, being able to do the mitzvah.
Right, the chayr is also telling that. Yes, good. Right, well, that you could say, and if he did it, would that be a chalais mitzvah? Maybe not. He's mufka from the mitzvah. We spoke about this once. It's actually a machlokes Magen Avraham, and Dagon Mavava in Simetoch Lamed Beis got involved by a shliach to do bedikas chametz. If you make a shliach to do bedikas chametz, does he make the berachas mitzvah? So the derchaim is a chair going like the Magen Avraham that the shliach mitzvah makes the bracha. Not only the Dagon Mavava, the whole shliach mitzvah doesn't make a bracha. But the main kasha is the chair. There's no mitzvah over here on the oinin. If there's no mitzvah, he's not a shliach mitzvah. He's not a shliach mitzvah. How does he make a bracha b'chal? Why does he do it? Why do you need to do it? And Chayes Bracha Vatal, and it's a Pelantik Der Chaim. The Megari Kodesh, the Simchav Hei, he brings down the Rav Diskin, had his own sock on this. He also passed on the Oinen, he should light himself. And the reason was, for different reasons, it's going to be Tam Chashada, because of Chashad. And he doesn't explain it, but I think he means, like the, we once learned this, the Gemara on Shabbos, the Chachim Omer Aleph, the Gemara says that the special Aloha by Nechana, that the Nechana called Pesach of Pesach, he should light by every door. Because of chashada, the people should not walk by the house and be chashim that he's not light. But you see, special by the mesak and special din of chashada by nechanah. My question was: remember, we once had a shir in this Indian, and we went to Hagamah with Iran, and we explained
that
very
good.
Very machadishten. It's not a smart saying. He just means that stealth and sumenisa. If it's sumenisa, that people could walk away and be fresh, and didn't do it. So especially in sumenisa, maybe it should apply to Einin who doesn't have the chiyuv sumenisa to begin with. It's really late, but there's something else. It's just. This is because okay. So in Pashas Mikates, this is something Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Tzagal. Medrash says, "B'shosher other may be davim sukkam fnei b'tafin." If tafin the tana, when someone would tell him a good word, he aim a kafta v'ferach. He would tell him, "This is kafta v'ferach." It's like the lashon of Achrayim. The Achrayim will see, and a good story is kafta v'ferach. Tzang lashon. B'shosher other may be davim shabatolo. When someone would tell him a shtus to b'tafin, he aim a layir b'niyimachem. His son should not go with you. What's behind this Medrash? What's this nusach? So the Hatzvi brings down from the Ramotcha, the Rav and Radin. There was a Rav and Radin in Bizman the Chavetz Chaim. His name was Ramotcha, he was a big guy in, and Isaiah and Shalom knew him, he had smicha from him. And at the end of his life, he moved to Yitzchol. And he knew of Hershel Frank, and he told him his father, this Rav and Radin, his father shtelled on this Medrash. And he said, very poshut, he said, this Medrash is Alpi Rashi and that Pasuk is going on when moving. Told Yaakovinu that the Mishnah Melech wants Binyamin to come down, and Yaakovinu was afraid, he didn't want to send Binyamin, and Reuven told Gabriel, he said, my children will be in Arev, my two sons will be in Arev. So Rashi brings down that Yaakovinu is coming back, well, Yerubinimach, my son will not go, and Rashi explains, Shal Kibu Debar Shal Reuven, Oma Bechoshaita, who's there, he called him Bechoshaita, Vechibonavim, what are you saying? Is a male and a year b'ni yimachim is a lashon of the v'chashayta as a shtus. So whenever he didn't like a vod, someone told him, he says a year b'ni yimachim. That's the way of talking. Okay, I hope the Olam doesn't say to me a year b'ni yimachim anything. I think he say but then. Okay, it's more of it than that time.